gorgeous day.
On this day.
On this day.
Triple M's On This Day.
Don't miss any of the action of the 2024 NRL and AFL seasons live at Legend Sports Lounge and Bar. CEX coughs.
G'day, it's Moffy. Today is April 18. The first ever publication of Australia's oldest newspaper, the Sydney Morning Herald, happened on this day in 1831. Something a little bit different on this day in 1930, the BBC in the UK announced that there's no news in their evening report.
This is the national programme of the BBC. There is no news tonight, so until 9 o'clock, here is some music on record.
In 1987, Aretha Franklin and George Michael's duet, I Knew You Were Waiting For Me, hit number one in the US, returning Aretha to the top spot for the first time since Respect in 1967. Well, here in Australia, the Red Hot Chili Peppers took out the top spot on the singles charts in 1992 with this.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way.
Under the Bridge stayed there for 4 weeks. While in 2013, a bunch of artists were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The likes of Heart, Quincy Jones, and Donna Summer. While in 2015, inductees included Joan Jett, Lou Reed, Bill Withers, Ringo Starr, and Green Day.
When I come around. When I come around.
Albert Einstein died on this day in 1955. He was 76. Birthdays today, and Mike Vickers from Manfred Mann is 84. He was the bloke famous for playing the flute and the saxophone. Oh, and he was pretty handy on the guitar as well. American TV host Conan O'Brien is 61 today.
I get to this point and I've had these famous highs and lows, you know, I wouldn't change anything. I remembered my dad at the time said a really smart thing. He said, if you can survive this, it's going to make the whole story that much better.
And it all happened today, April 18.